Thanks for joining KYUK and the Louis Ngapak Memorial School in Tuntutuliak and celebrating the graduating class of 2020. In a year like no other, KYUK is proud to be working with participating schools up and down the Kuskokwim to recognize and honor their graduates. Here is Kara Haley with her speech for the Louis Ngapak Memorial School's graduating class of 2020.
The people that I am graduating with today, they aren't just my classmates, they're also my friends. We grew up together and made many memories with each other. We pushed each other to finish things even if some were difficult, and made sure we were doing just fine with our schoolwork. When someone had a hard time with something, we helped. We supported each other on our journey in school, just to be here today, together. We started together, and now we finished together. We may not be gathered all together at school, but we are all ready to celebrate, to have our diplomas handed to us, and start a new chapter of life. Now, we'd like to thank you all for listening to the Class of 2020 graduation ceremony. Though we cannot see all of our family and friends in person, it means a lot to know you are listening and celebrating with us. So thank you. My classmates and I would also like to say how grateful we are for the teachers and staff working at our school. We'd especially want to say a special thank you to the high school teachers Rubio, Jimmy, Angie, Nicolette, and Dan for their endless help and support, for making time to help us who needed it when they just wanted to go home and rest the day away. They all helped us stay caught up in school. They had the after-school program, and most importantly, they pushed us to do better. Once again, we thank you all. I myself would like to thank a few of my friends who helped me through high school. Noonie, Myra, and Ray. You three encouraged me so much to stay in school when I felt like giving up. You guys were always there when I needed a friend to talk with, and you all were the reasons why my high school years were fun. If it wasn't for you three, my 4 years in high school wouldn't be filled with so much fun memories. You, my friends, are some of the many best people I know of. I love you guys. Elena and Buggy, you both were my childhood best friends. We planned our future together as young girls. Look at us now, about to earn our diplomas and start a new chapter of life. I can't thank you both enough for the memories I have now of my childhood. Memories that made me who I am. Elena, remember that time we walked to the store on a cold blizzardy day with only 50 cents for a lollipop? Oh man, that day was cold. Buggy, remember you telling me to follow you to Awak's house almost every day after school for Pepsi and I'd follow you? Now look at us. We are now old enough to make our own money. Elena, you and I won't have to walk to the store with only 50 cents for a lollipop on a cold blizzardy day anymore. Buggy, we don't have to go to your grandpa's house for your Pepsi anymore either. Now I have something I'd like to say to my family. I want to thank you all for always being there for me no matter what. You, my family, are the reasons why I am here today. You all are the biggest impact in my life. You all helped me when I needed it and were always finding ways for me to do better. You all pushed me to my limits and made me the stronger person I am today. Mom, I can't thank you enough for all you do for my siblings and I. No matter what it is I am going through, either good or bad, you are always there. You pushed me every single day to get up and get to school, even when I didn't want to. You never gave up on me, and I know you just wanted what's best for me. I can't thank you enough for that. Next, I'd like to recognize both my fathers, my dad Thomas and my stepdad Roland. All the endless talks about my future and what they thought was best for me, even though I thought the talks were boring, I thank you both so much for making sure I understood what is best for me. Dad, I thank you for sending me many snacks and school materials that I needed. Both the snacks and school materials helped me survive school. Sukh, you were always strict with me. When I was young, I didn't like how strict you were with me, but now I'm old enough to understand. So thank you. You both are my heroes. The last two special people I'd like to recognize are my grandparents, John and Marie Nick. You both encouraged me a lot, encouraged me to do my best in everything I did, and always asked how I am doing in school. You both made sure I was always on my best behavior and made sure I was always good. Maglu, Api, Koyana, Kinkam Tuklu, Chaknak. All my family members that I have mentioned, you all took me under your wings and taught me how to fly, how to soar, and how to make a safe landing. I hope you, my fellow classmates, take off and soar in the right direction once we go our separate ways. But until then, today is for us. Live it up. Love those around you, because none of us will be here forever. Life is too short to worry or to be sad. Be happy, grateful, and generous to and for others. That is the best way to spend your life, the way our ancestors did. I cannot wait to see what challenges lay ahead, and when we next come back together, I know we will be even closer to our goals. We can do it. We'll never quit. We will defeat our challenges one at a time. These are some of the final words you all may hear from me, so here I go. Now and always, I want to encourage the youth and the students still at LAMS to keep pushing yourselves to do your very best in everything you do. You are smart and powerful people when working together. You are Alaskan Native. You can do anything and everything you set your mind to. Respect one another. Love and help each other every single day. Never give up. Don't even think about giving up. Stay positive and think of the good things that will come to you when you work hard. You want something? Go for it. You need something? Go get it. You all can do it. If my classmates and I did it, so can you. And it will all be worth it in the end. It's everything you can ever imagine. If you believe and others believe in you, you can accomplish anything. I, Kara, believe in every single one of you out there. I truly believe this will be you, hopefully standing in a ceremony and not at home over VHF, but still in this village we call home. It'll be your turn before you know it, if you keep working hard. All you have to do is believe in yourself. Thank you, LAMS. Thank you, Tuntutuliak. Let's go, class of 2020.
And now, the graduating class of 2020.
This is Eric Rubio, teacher in Tuntutuliak, Alaska. On behalf of the other teachers and staff, I'd like to congratulate our class of 2020 graduates. Their names are Norman Andrew, Jamie Daniel, Sophie David, Jared Enoch, Trisha Frank, Alina Galila, Kara Haley, Preston Jimmy, Charity Noratuk, and Joe Wassley. We are all so, so proud of you. We wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. And remember, once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay.
Congratulations to the Lewis and Gapak Memorial Schools Class of 2020. Thanks for tuning in to KYUK.